Welcome back to the Big Club. Today we're going to talk about how they flip everything to rule you, the satanic inversion. We are basically living in a world that's been spiritually hijacked, you know, and it's by design, it's not by accident. You have to understand that Satanism isn't just about demons, pentagrams, you know, goat heads and all of that stuff. It's about inversion. The deliberate flipping of everything sacred, everything natural, everything moral into its opposite. For example, where now love becomes lust. Now truth becomes manipulated and you don't know whether this is the truth anymore or what exactly is it, you know? The freedom that we have or we thought we have, it becomes control. And the people running this world, they've mastered this inversion. Inversion is the foundation of real satanic philosophy, not the cartoon version you were taught to mock. No, 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 not the devil with pitchfork. It has nothing to do with devil worship. It's about rebellion against the natural order. If something is pure, satanic inversion corrupts it. If something is holy, it's going to desecrate it. You know, it's a spiritual game of opposites where the laws of nature are reversed or replaced. And the deeper you look, the more you realize that this actually isn't just happening in secret. You know, it's actually happening everywhere in front of your face. You know, I mean, we're told that we live in a free society, but every year we get more surveillance, more censorship, more control. They tell us that we're making progress, but spiritually, mentally, emotionally, people are actually collapsing. You know, they'll tell you that, oh, love wins, but families are breaking. Children are confused. People use each other and call it liberation. Every truth itself has been inverted. Lying is rewarded, pretending is celebrated, reality is optional. Reality is optional. You have to understand that the goal of inversion is not just destruction, it's replacement. If you destroy family but don't replace it with something, society collapses. But if you destroy it and replace it with the state, you control the people. If you destroy faith but replace it with moral relativism, you erase responsibility. Nobody has morals anymore. Nobody actually knows what's actually right or wrong. You know, they say it's subjective. Right and wrong are subjective, not objective. If you destroy masculinity and femininity, childhood, truth, and then rebuild those concepts under your control, you own the blueprint of the future. That's what the inversion does. It doesn't remove the secret. It changes it or mutates it into something programmable. And here's how the inversion plays out, you know, step by step. Identify what's sacred, you know, like nature, family, love, gender. We spoke about it in the last video, how they use the Baphomet, you know, to transcend duality, to transcend gender. So those are the things that are sacred, you know, you attack it. You mock it, you ridicule it, you expose its flaws, you corrupt it, you blend it with chaos, you confuse the lines. Then now you replace it, you offer a new model. particularly its opposite, hypersexuality. You put it in music, kids are twerking everywhere. You know, make people as pompous and arrogant as possible, ego worship. You know, you normalize this new version and you put it in schools, everywhere, in laws. You celebrate it and you punish resistance. That is how you spiritually colonize a society. And it's working. It's working. So the satanic mindset isn't hail Satan. No, 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 no. No, no, no. It worships self over others. Pleasure over purpose, you know. Control, power. And this mindset has been quietly operating. Not through rituals or stuff like that, but through everyday choices. Everybody is ultimately satanic, whether they know it or not. Whether they know it or not, based on how dark and cold the world is becoming, everybody's satanic. You know, it's through everyday choices, culture, ideology. Inversion is now normal. Inversion is now normal. It affects everything. Everything. You know, everything. Education, medicine, sexuality, spirituality. Spirituality now becomes marketing. You know, it's all about affirmations now. No transformation whatsoever. Just affirm. Just affirm this and it happens. You know, in the inverted world, you have to understand that being broken is now trendy. Being lost is powerful. Being numb is survival. Being ruled is safety. And the worst part, people defend this. They believe that they're enlightened, but their souls are actually rotting in silence. That's what's happening. And the end game of this satanic inversion isn't just chaos. It is order through decay. Because once the divine blueprint is fully erased, the new blueprint that is written by the elite, by these power-obsessed architects, oh, that's the new law. You know, a system where children belong to the state. A system where it's all about pleasure, you know. There's no truth. It's all about confusion. You don't know what's right or wrong. And you have to understand that Satanism, it doesn't always come in fire and horns, man. It comes in smiles. It comes in slogans. They deem it as progress. They say it's liberation. But when you look deeper, you see that everything that was natural has been inverted. A kingdom of the inverted, where evil is good and good is evil. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you understand the satanic inversion, you're going to see it everywhere. That's what they use to control you. They have to destroy everything that is natural. That's how they build their kingdom. That is how they rule you. See you on the next one.